Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
Welcome back. It's me, T-Bone. And today we have another episode of Ask T-Bone on the T-Bone Speaks podcast. And today's episode is being brought to you by me. I am self-funding my campaign of T-Bone Speaks. So no, in all seriousness, we've got a great question today, and I really want to answer it. It was submitted by Alex, and it says, "Hi Tarun, your podcast has quickly become my favorite dental podcast. I'm closing on a dental office, and I want to eventually start placing dental implants. Would you recommend starting off with guided placement or freehand placement? Also, would you recommend buying a CBCT and an intraoral scanner right away, or would you recommend waiting? Finally, if you have a CBCT, do you have to send the scans to a radiologist for liability purpose? Thank you very much for your great advice." Alex, thank you so much for telling me that I'm your favorite dental podcast. It makes my heart warm. In all seriousness, it does. I'm a very competitive person. I want to be one of the best. I don't want to say I'm the best because I don't believe such a thing exists, because we each have different things that we're looking for and different areas of in life that we want to excel at. So number one, thank you for saying that. And congratulations on closing on, getting ready to close on a dental office and embarking on being your own boss. There is nothing more exciting or scary in life than being your own boss. I love it. There are times I don't like it, but I never hate it. So be ready, be prepared, and be relentless in your pursuit for being excellent. That's the only advice I can give you, is be relentless in your pursuit for being excellent. So now let's get to the second part of your question first, is, if you have a CBCT, do you have to send the scans to a radiologist for liability purposes? The answer is yes and no. I should probably say that more as the answer is no and yes. Because the truth is you do not have to send your scan to a radiologist. But ultimately, you do need to review your scans, and then you need to be able to back up anything that you may see in terms of what it is. So if you find something that you have no earthly idea what it is, and it looks sinister and it looks completely odd, I would encourage you to have that professionally read by a oral maxillofacial radiologist. There are many services out there that do that. The most popular one I've heard of is Beam Readers, and they're at beamreaders.com. And then there's also many of the dental schools that have radiologists on staff, also have radiology reading services built into their dental school. So like I know, for example, UNC here in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, provides a reading service for North Carolina dentists. I don't know what they do for out-of-state dentists or not. So that is available. So one of the great things when you buy a CBCT, the company that you purchased it from should be providing you training from a board-certified oral and maxillofacial radiologist on how to properly review. I use the word review versus read very specifically there. A reading, to me, can only be done by a trained, qualified professional. Review can be done by anybody who has experience in reading radiographs. So they should be teaching you how to review, what to look for in the basics of oral radiology pathology. And I know that Sirona does a great job of that with their included two-day training, with one day being with the oral maxillofacial radiologist. Now, you want to eventually start placing dental implants. I am so happy to hear that. I think not enough general dentists are placing implants. We need to increase that, and that is one of my goals. So what I recommend starting off with guided placement or freehand placement. So I can only draw on my own experience for this. And my own experience was that I started off with freehand placement because I was being too cheap to buy a CBCT. And I miserably struggled at freehand placement in the very beginning. And quite honestly, it was more about fear of the unknown, not knowing what was going on, not having, you know, putting the implants in the right spot, and not being committed to sticking with it. Because at the beginning, you're not as good as you're going to be down the road. And so what happens is, what I found in my own experience is that I wasn't diagnosing enough, I wasn't saying yes enough, I wasn't tackling enough cases to get good at it. I was placing an implant here, there, once every few months, and that's not a recipe for getting good at it in a freehand style. And then as soon as I bought a CBCT, which was about a year and a half after I took training on freehand placement, the implant part of our practice blossomed. So retrospectively, I would encourage you, in my opinion, that the easiest and most logical way to start with implant placement is to do it with CBCT using guided surgery. Now, that being said, I would also be remiss if I did not say that it is important to understand and have the ability to do freehand surgery when things don't go exactly right or when you need to make a game time decision and change of plan. So if you are totally crutched by guided surgery, you will have to limit your potential growth opportunities. That being said, the growth curve and growth opportunity on those quote-unquote simpler cases that can be very easily handled with guided surgery and CBCT is tremendous. Okay, I'm talking about when you get past that 50 implant per year mark and you want to really start, you know, maybe not 50, maybe 30 implant per year mark, and you really want to start going above that, that's when you need to be able to have the real skills with freehand placement. And the truth is, even with skills of freehand placement that I have today, I still do 99.9% of my cases guided. It is our business model. It is our philosophy. But there are times where things don't go exactly right and I need to change to a freehanded model. And those times are far and few between. I'm talking about maybe 3 times per year in our practice do I have to do that. So would I recommend buying a CBCT and an intraoral scanner, probably CEREC, right away? Would you recommend waiting? Listen, it would be unfair and untruthful for me to say to you that I'm the right person to answer this question. Because here's the truth. I forgot what it was like 15 years ago when I was first starting and the financial pressures I was facing at that time. I can only tell you from where I sit today and where I'm at in my career professionally and financially. And I cannot imagine practicing dentistry without either my CEREC and or my CBCT and both of them. So that part of me wants to say you should get them and go for it. But the pragmatic, logical side of me says you should not invest into things that you are not financially ready for and that your practice is not mature enough for. So I don't know the specifics of your practice, but those would be the things that I look at in terms of making that decision. Now, here is what I am pretty clear about. Knowing what I know today, and having done enough training with hundreds and hundreds of dentists, I would say CEREC intraoral CAD-CAM is the most logical starting point in your digital journey. And the reason I say that is that it is things that you do day in and day out. You won't have a technology that you don't use because you're not getting the patients to say yes. So CEREC is the most logical place to start your 3D journey. Now, that being said, and I'm not trying to be wishy-washy here, I'm trying to just present the facts. I say that CEREC saves you money, Conebeam makes you money. Because for me, Conebeam has allowed us to expand our practice into areas that we were not doing before. So I am absolutely in love with our Conebeam. But my Conebeam is totally supported by our CEREC machine. So the truth is we're seeing more and more people buy both. Now, I'm not seeing that on people that are fresh starting practices, but I'm saying that you should go into it knowing that you're going to eventually get both. I would start with CEREC, I would quickly graduate to Conebeam, and then I would learn, do, and hopefully our training can be a part of that journey for you, and hopefully our podcast and blogs can be a part of that journey. So I want to thank you for listening. And Alex, thank you for submitting that question. And if you guys could do me a favor, if you really enjoy this podcast, you could join our email list and you can get so much of our content directly delivered to your email inbox. And you can join our email list by texting to the number 44222 and text the words T-Bone Speaks, T-B-O-N-E, S-P-E-A-K-S to the number 44222. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal. Remember to keep striving for excellence, and we'll catch you on the next episode.